Good day, I'm Herman van Velze. I'm the head of Equities and Balance Funds at Stanlib, and I'm also the co-manager of the Balanced Cautious Funds. We are cognizant how macro data in the economy locally and especially in the US is influencing asset prices. What is quite clear is that to expect slower economic growth for the foreseeable future, and that will put a damper on inflation and to all accounts, lower earnings expectations. Now, that in its own right is a significant inflection point in markets that we haven't seen for quite some time. And from our position as portfolio managers, we would like to reflect that in our portfolios. In a hiking interest rate environment and subsequent economic slowdown, two things occur sort of applicable to all asset classes. Valuations reduce, either lower PE for equities, and bond yields rise. We have seen both these occur. In addition, equity earnings decline, and in all honesty, we don't really know by how much and depending on the quantum of the slowdown and consumer behavior ultimately. What is clear for us is that bonds, however, retain their earnings capacity or nominal yields, and interest rates start to decline as the hiking cycle progresses and eventually ceases. This, in our opinion, is very positive for our large fixed income exposure. That is a scenario we are positioning the fund for. A chunky overweight SA bonds, adding to our US long bonds, and we've also introduced global property, all related to the same activity. In adding to our offshore exposure, we've been able to grow that pool and ensure that we continue to migrate assets slowly but surely as and when opportunities arise into global assets. Our performance recently has showed quite a nice improvement from previous quarter, and we actually ended quite flat returns for the quarter. Equities as an asset class detracted, and as expected, fixed income started to add value, which was quite pleasing for our portfolios. Looking ahead, we think inflation is going to be the catalyst for the remainder of the year, and we'll be watching that quite carefully. And if once that is sort of plays out somewhat, we'll also be quite keen to see earnings expectations decline. We can see that already starting to happen, and we are quite keen to see the extent of that, hence our lower earnings, our lower equity position. What is quite interesting and maybe useful for all investors is that global monetary policy is well articulated, that is equally so in SA, and I think the central banks have been most transparent on in terms of their rate expectations here in the world. Thank you very much, and goodbye.